その日、その日の夢だから。
So the best way to shut it down, which is what Peter did, is the on-off switch, and then the main disconnect.
Let me see if you have a concern.
Now you probably will have, what, a contractor looking after this, or?
Depends in the end.
Yeah. You have a rooftop condenser, it's a split air-cooled system, with a fan speed motor on it, so it just slows down to maintain air pressure. So it is upflow, discharges air from the top, returns to the bottom. So, because it's 5 tons, it's a small room, it's best to try to get this air as far away as possible and have it return. And just go through the menu. Unit is off by on-off switch. Okay, so that means that this has been turned off. Okay. It also has a message, unit is off by remote shutdown. So if you had a building interface that had the unit off, maybe your control system or whatever, your fire panel, it would say off on remote shutdown.
Is that? No, it sends alarms. So.
Okay, so it sends alarms. All right, so menu, status, alarm data. We can check for active alarms. Okay, this is all in the manual as well. It's available online. There's not any extra copies here. It says no alarms present, but if there were alarms present, it would list them. I should tell you about the main screen. It usually displays temperature, humidity, and it also will tell you what mode it's in, whether it's cooling, dehumidifying, or heating, and then what if there's any alarms present. Operating status. Gives us percentage of cooling, percentage of heating, whether it's dehumidifying or not. Alarm history log. That will store 10 of the most recent alarms. A new alarm will bump to 10. Right? So we've had loss of airflow. This was all at startup, I guess. Is that when it was started up recently? 31st of December, January.
No.
Well, started up before that?
Nope. Would that be from loss of airflow, just stopping it normally when it's like... No, loss of airflow is an air pressure switch. Okay. Oh, probably when, I know what it was. It was when we were doing the, checking the air, doing the balance, and that's probably when that happened.
Yeah, loss of power alarms, pretty common. Run hour logs. It's good for a good maintenance tool. Tells you how long the system's been running. Okay. Compressors run 717 hours. Main fan 4,190. So that's basically the life of the unit. Because the fan's always running. Humidifier run hours 25. Reheat. No, right now the humidifier is disabled. Are you aware of that?
Yep.
And you want it disabled?
Yep. Okay. We hadn't decided on the operating parameters that we were going to use.
Okay. Well, I just noticed it's 19% in
here. What would you normally recommend for a room like where there's electronic equipment like this?
40 to 50.
Yeah? 50 is pretty high.
Yeah, but it's
okay
for the summer.
Yeah.
It's not bad, right? And it helps. It'll maybe prevent this unit from dehumidifying too much if you raise it up to 50. But in the winter, you'd set it to 40 plus or minus 5. Somewhere around there. Analog sensors not in use.
Actually, then the water may not be hooked up to the humidifier yet.
I see a supply line.
Yeah, but I don't think it's done at the other end.
I thought I did.
Yeah, well, not at the other end.
Okay.
That was the last problem with it.
Set point setup. This is where you make your changes to your set points.
Okay.
So enter. Set for 70 degrees right now. With a sensitivity of plus or minus 2. Humidifier set point is at 50. Sensitivity plus or minus 5. High temp alarm, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. So if the room got up to 75, it would send an alarm. And you said you can pick that up?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that too low or?
No, I don't. The alarm hasn't been going off.
No. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Low temp 65, high humidity 70, low humidity 40. Now you should be getting an alarm unless it's been disabled, and that's probably been disabled as well. Setup system, setup operation. Right here, cold start time delay is 3 minutes. That's just it's a winter start bypass for the low pressure switch. So what it does is it just allows the pressures to establish before it puts it in the circuit.
Okay.
Restart time delay should always have a number there. Okay, right now it's 0.1. Okay, if there's a zero, if you have a power failure, you have to manually turn on the unit. But if there's a number there, it'll just go through its time delay and come on automatically.
Okay. And then what is 0.1?
Tenth of a second.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, yeah, I see.
So what this would be for normally is if you had several units and maybe had a diesel and you wanted to shed the loads as they started up,
right?
You would
got
just
it.
Set them at
yep.
different delays.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then Celsius or Fahrenheit.
Actually, we have it. We could probably set the delay a little longer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. We can go back and do that.
Okay.
Okay. It's not asking me for a password, but there is password capability. Okay. Options usually from the factory. Again, heating available. Humidifier has been disabled for this temporarily or for the time being. Okay. Dehumidifier, yes. So in the summer, it will dehumidify. Hot gas reheat not available. Heating stages, there's two banks of electric heaters. We're back to the beginning. Okay. Calibrate sensors. The sensor is usually very accurate in this unit. Okay, it doesn't tend to drift. It tends to fail if it's in a fail. Sometimes people will set this up if they've got a chart recorder in the room. It might be in a different spot. They set up the unit to match it. Same, you can do the same with humidity. Dip switches, again, are just factory options. Set up alarms. Okay, here, you can set time delays in your alarms. You can enable alarms or disable alarms. If you enable or disable alarms in this mode, you won't get the alarm at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the next one is enable common alarms. You can choose the alarms that you want Peter to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it might be handy if maybe in the middle of the night you don't want to come out for change air filter. Mm-hmm. So you might disable that alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you might leave it enabled in the alarm section so when somebody comes in the room they'll hear this thing beeping and they'll come over and look at the display, see what's going on. Well, it's up to you to choose the alarms. We have a whole mess of them to choose. So to do that, we just push enter, and then humidifier problem. Right now it's disabled because the humidifier is not in the circuit. So you have to enable that again.
Okay. Yeah.
When you put the humidifier on. And what that is a high water float in the pan. But if the drain was to plug up and the water was to increase, it would trip and give you a humidifier problem alarm. So that, to me, is an alarm you'd want to know about. Yeah. Yes. Shut down the unit. Not the unit, but the humidifier. Okay. And then same with common alarms. We want that one to go out or not. And we can just change it by pushing enter, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a password enabled, you'd have to put in a password to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Custom alarms. You can actually input some alarms to the unit if you wanted to. Say you had a condensate pump for drainage and it had a high water switch, you could put that in.
Right.
Or even if you wanted to tie in a separate high temp alarm, whatever you can input into the unit.
Okay, you could get an underfloor water sensor cooler.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's usually special terminals for that. If it's our sensor. Humidifier control method. That's just the way. Right now it's set for relative, so it responds to the sensor. Okay, the other one is predictive, which actually responds to return air temperature. The more intelligent, it's an energy efficient type.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But when you decide to use the middle part, you can choose again. Stands foot this way. Okay. You can have set points displayed, or you can have sensor readings. Okay. So it's up to you on the display. Run diagnostics, show inputs. That basically tells you what all the alarm contact positions are. This one, test outputs, will actually allow me to toggle things on and off. So separate items, mm-hmm. just for testing the microprocessor board.
Okay. So right now I can actually test the fan by itself, turn it off. Okay. When you put your humidifier in operation, or if you're doing maintenance on the pan, you can actually fill the pan when you put it back in, just by turning this on. Okay. Hear the solenoid bell?
Solenoid, yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to allow water to fill into the pan.
And if you leave this, it'll time out in 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, and go back to normal. And then test control port.
Just does a self-check on the microprocessor with a bit of diagnostics.
Yeah, when they were working on the building, they're still working on the building, they would turn off the roof unit and trip out on high
head. Oh, on high head restrictions.
We had a few of those.
So, well, we have unit off.
This is mostly handled, so we take it floor back far enough. The unit is designed to be front access. Okay. It does assist you to get to the sides if possible, but you can get to everything you need to. Fans up here. There's some belts, bearings, lower. Electrical sections.
Okay.
Each load is fused. The unit is designed to fail running. So hopefully if we lose one circuit, we have another circuit available. We don't feel the mains heat directly. In emergency, this is your disconnect switch that clicks in there as well. Okay. That panel is open. We'll see somebody sensing amperage on the fan just to move back to your system. Okay. So things that need to be maintained, contactors need to be looked at for their contacts, so on. Okay. There's your control board. Okay. Want to make sure all these ribbon cables are plugged in. The maintenance contractor, whoever's doing maintenance, needs to check all electrical connections. Your filter's right there. It's a 4-inch, 28.5 by 29.5-inch filter. There's your temperature and humidity sensor when you return air. Your humidifier fan right here. So again, it's serviceable from the front. Compressors down here. Sight glass. And right now, somebody's going to remove the wire to make sure the humidifier doesn't come on. But they'd have to put that back on.
It's familiar with the old ones.
Yeah.
That's what, just in case. The,
Well, these are components you
can. That was actually, I guess, familiar early on because we didn't have the water.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it's still hooked up there.
Okay.
Or not.
So if you find out it's hooked up, you should probably have us come back and just do it once over.
Yeah.
Drop the startup a little bit and we'll get the humidifier running again. Whoever gets started. Well, you guys normally are more curious about what's going on in the front of your head, not inside. So it's always best if you can get that air up as far away from the unit as possible. Some of these were pointing down, and you could tend to short cycle the air, so you get cool air going back. We don't want to overheat just so we get this thing back on. So we could get an alarm here because we're set at 75 high temp, but we've gone up to 81.
Where are the fries? Very interesting. I want to get
I'm going to go to the next one.